Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for Speed Jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got jokes sent in from all around over the weekend, including my former neighbor, Gene Omalecki, sent us a joke. Thank you, Gene. I used the joke that you sent in before, though, but it's good that you sent one in. James Wing sent one in, still waiting for the cicadas in Berrien County, Michigan. We got a joke from Don in Huntley and Jen Foles in Rockford and Andy in Hoffman Estates, who says, say hi to Ron Brown. We certainly will, Andy. And Dave Carr sent us a joke from Canada. Here's one from Dean Hacker in Bloomingdale, Steve and Diane of Orland Park, Dan Finnegan of West Dundee, and Pam in Tucson. How warm is it there, Pam? We got one from Ed Brown Sr. in Homewood and Dave Schrader in Barrington, and Vince Jastrzemski in Muskegon, Michigan, Brian Pentecoff in Gurney, Charles in Barrington, and more. I'm not saying it was really hot on Saturday, but I was sweating so much I hydroplaned off the toilet and landed in the bathtub. Hey, Dave, I hear that. Sorry, it's just, it made me smile when I read that. Technically, that's not a joke. I apologize to all my patients who chew gum. Hey, Dave, I hear they're planning the annual Vatican softball game for Saturday.
That's right.
So who's going to call the balls and strikes?
The Holy Roman Empire.
McDonald's Hamburger University has a campus in Louisiana, and they just announced that they will be posting the 10 condiments in all their classrooms. When Mr. Potato Head is downtown and needs a ride, you know what he does? He never takes a cab. He calls a tuber.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a psychiatrist, and John Williams will star as his patient.
Tell me what you see in these pictures.
Well, in that one, I see my father yelling at me.
Okay, how about this one?
You kissing my wife.
And this one?
Excuse me, but aren't these normally inkblots instead of photographs? Hey, here's a pro tip. I took my suit to the cleaners, and they wanted $40 to clean it, so I just gave it to a charity resale shop. They cleaned and pressed it and put it in the window, and then I went back and bought it for $15. Oh, and I've got an idea. Why don't they just make Tupperware spaghetti-colored right there at the factory so we can get it over with once and for all?
No kidding.
It's not a bad idea. Why did the Chinese chef fail culinary school?
Why?
Well, Dave, he could talk the talk, but he couldn't walk the walk. This just in, Dave. Due to the hot weather, the National Weather Service has published instructions on how to bake lasagna in your mailbox. Well, that's real nice of them.
Hey, John, how many dancers does it take to screw in a light bulb?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Sorry. John, what did you do over the weekend?
Hit it! 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm sorry.
John, what did you do over the weekend?
I grilled a chicken for 2 hours, Dave.
How'd that go?
Well, not too well. It still wouldn't tell me why it crossed the road.